Deliverr. Simplify your restaurant's ordering and delivery capabilities. Find out more. Visit deliverr.com.au.
Worth's app makes mobile ordering easy. Download it now or visit worth.com.au.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
What a big weekend of sport it is. A massive day tomorrow. You've got racing, Group 1 racing coming out of the valley as a lead into the big AFL Grand Final. Before we get to our main man, some of the jobs whisper that are coming through. By the way, Tim, this has come through for you. It must be great for you to have Kai Abram royalty with you this morning. What time is lids on?
That's Friday funny.
That's not funny. Finishing touches this morning, loading up the camper trail, trip away down to the Gippsland Lakes for the long weekend. That's Nick. My body clock woke up at 5:30. How's the fairways at Buckled Ridge? That's from my greenskeeper and course manager, Sam. Well, Sam's a lot of water. Can't do anything at the moment, but in a week or two. Floor sander, driving a road sweeper in Launceston, rural delivery postie here in New Zealand. We've got a New Zealander. Dave, good on you, Dave. And I'm a chef on the Sunshine Coast. So they're all the people that are up and about. And Simon O'Donnell, who, as I said, to be fair, and we're a brutally honest show, wasn't our first choice, but he did such a great job last week that he's back again. Scoob, we just call it as we see it. We thought we might go with the little man, but he burnt us.
He's still asleep.
Don't get up till 10, so you're next in line. You did a great job.
Oh, thanks, Gary. Thanks, Tim. Very proud moment in my broadcasting career, that. He deserves it. We've all been brought up in footy clubs and cricket clubs, and you don't get the job done. You spend a few weeks in the twos. So good luck to Tags finding some form.
Tags is a long way down the pecking order. Now, not only did you dominate last week, you got yourself a sponsor. You're with us for Stockdale and Lego. You could win the stock, your house for Christmas giveaway. Visit stockdaleandlego.com.au. So you must have been good.
Oh, what a wonderful organisation, Gary.
Hey, you're in tears for 3 days after Arcadia Queen gave Russian Camelot Winburn straight past her. Him.
Old news, Gary.
Well,
old news.
Is he going to redeem himself this tomorrow in what is going to be rain-affected Coxwood?
What I said to you last week, yes, is go to your Caulfield Cup. Here are your four horses. Take a choice. Mm-hmm. Well, we got the Quinella.
Yes.
Very elegant, Anthony Van Dyke.
Two favourites, but well
I
done.
Said, whack all of that into Russian Camelot.
Are you still confident?
Oh, the best part about drawing wide is the slow ones don't get in your road.
Right. What about the weather?
That's the best part about drawing wide. Tomorrow's just it's just pick up the cash day tomorrow, Gary.
Right. Does he like
Russian
the wet?
Russian Camelot wins the Cox Plate. Have a look at it, the way it is now. Like the Irish, generally, people say they're pretty tough, the Irish. Well, I don't think the Irish are that tough. So we're already seeing Magic Wand and Armory. Both of those have read the Moonee Valley Gazette and they've seen a picture of Russian Camelot. So they're both fake injuries now. They've got to be vetted today to see if they can take their place in the field. That's how good the Camelot is.
Well, what about, as Tim said, there's going to be plenty of rain around tomorrow. Does that affect the proceedings?
Well, as long as Danny O'Brien hasn't got the cheaper set of colours made, he's got the proper one, so the ink doesn't run, I think that's all going to be fine.
And
I've never seen a bigger certainty in a Cox Plate than Russian Camelot tomorrow.
What about Arcadia Queen? Is the Western Australian going to struggle in the heavy going?
She had a day out, Arcadia Queen, and we welcomed her from the West, and we now give her a wave and we wish her well. And look, second, third or fourth will suit her just fine. But the crown tomorrow will go on the head of Russian Camelot.
I think you should.
Gary?
Yes?
I think he thinks Russian Camelot's going to win the Cox Plate.
Are you sure none of these overseas raiders who are going to just be mudlarks aren't going to just get out there and thrive in the going?
A couple have actually applied to the stewards to start early. So the race is due to start at 4:15. They've sort of said, look, can we go at 4:13 to give us a chance of running and staying in front of Russell Kelly? That's how confident I am tomorrow.
Right.
I have been for six months, and tomorrow's payday. So I'm not going to err off my line now.
No.
I'm staying on my line.
It's going to make for a fantastic next Friday, one way or the other. One way you're going to look like the greatest tipster of all time, and another, me and the Wisp are going to unload. So I love your confidence.
No, I think you're welcoming Tags back next week.
Hey, There's been a bit of controversy this week. Now, with Lloyd Williams' horse, Buckhurst, being left out of the race. Now, I'm assuming he would have taken this news pretty well.
Well, I think if one of the Irish come out, he'll get a run. Look, Buckhurst went to the Caulfield Cup, was fair. They think 2,000 metres will suit him better under Australian conditions than the mile and a half, and the 2 mile, for that matter. So, it was a last-minute throw up the stumps, if you like. It was a change of direction. I don't think, even if Buckhurst gets in, if there's a problem with these Aidan O'Brien horses, I don't think the Joseph O'Brien Buckhurst is going to cause a lot of problems in the Cox Plate tomorrow. I don't think he's good enough to win the Cox Plate.
Right, I've got Manikato Stakes Group 1 racing tonight, which is always big. Where's your money going there to get the bank for...
Taking a line through the Everest from last week, Gary, which we found the winner of course.
Of course you did.
I'm going to... Trekking was fantastic last week. He's tough. His spring and autumn campaigns at the right time have been very good. So, again, I think he's going to be really hard to beat tonight. At the Valley, we don't know what we're going to get, do we? Everyone's predicting all this rain to come. The Bomb have been wrong before. Let's hope they're wrong again, because it'll spoil a couple of fantastic days of racing and make it a little more difficult to find a winner if the skies open up.
It will. And in 20 seconds, your best for the weekend, I think we know what it is. Give us your second best for the weekend.
Oh, dear, mate. Well, why would you have a second best, Gary?
Because some people like
that. If you've got $10, why would you have $8 on your best and $2 on your second best? Just have $10 on your best.
Fair enough. I love it. I love your confidence. For Stockdale and Legos, $25,000 stock your house for Christmas giveaway. Enjoy the weekend, Scoob, as we have enjoyed you this morning.
Look forward to possibly chatting with you next week.
Simon O'Donnell there. You hear him on SEN Track. They are outstanding listening over the weekend. Wispy, we'll come up for the 7 o'clock news and we'll do some grand final talk straight out of that. You ready for that?
Absolutely, Gary. Can't wait. There's a lot of stuff to discuss, particularly the North Melbourne decision yesterday too.